You're listening to SBS News.
There are reports Russian police have detained at least 1,400 people at anti-war protests that took place in 51 Russian cities. The OVD Info protest monitor says hundreds of people gathered in Moscow and St. Petersburg after Russian troops launched their anticipated attack on Ukraine on Thursday. Protesters chanted and held posters reading "No to War" and "Putin, resign." Among those protesting in Moscow was Olga Bondar, a Russian citizen.
What was it? A decree? The thing when he ordered to start the war? He must stop it. What should we do about it? I don't know. The only thing we can do is say that we disagree.
President Putin has increasingly taken steps to limit independent media and discourage peaceful dissent. Even tweeting about planned protests can potentially land someone in jail. Russian authorities warned citizens that participating in anti-war protests could lead to prosecution and criminal charges. Around the world, as political leaders state their disdain and disgust on television, their citizens are taking to the streets. Everyday people from every corner of the world are united in protest.
Ukraine now! Help Ukraine now! Help Ukraine now! Help Ukraine!
A large crowd of Ukrainian Americans, New Yorkers, and many others unfurled a large banner with the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag as they chanted "Stop Russia Now" and "Hands Off Ukraine" in Times Square. Ivana Lodoshinsky, an American citizen born in Ukraine, was among them.
I was born in Ukraine, but today I think everybody is Ukrainian. Doesn't matter where you're born and doesn't matter where you live. People are losing their lives right now. Ukrainians are fighting against this regime from Russia, and it's really devastating.
Marcin Bronowski is a student from Poland living in New York. He spoke of the connection between Ukraine and Poland, calling Ukrainians his brothers.
My whole family is in Poland, and I'm pretty terrified for what's going to happen if you know the situation continues. My grandmother is from Ukraine when it was still Poland, but still we have a connection with them. We have a lot of traditions. We are brothers. So it's really important to be here to show our support as Polish, as the international community.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of the Bulgarian capital to protest Russia's military action. Demonstrators like Irina Gromkova stood outside the Russian embassy in Sofia, chanting slogans and waving banners as they called on Russia to stop the conflict and for other nations to help Ukraine.
The world must hear that Ukraine is fighting and the world must support it. I'm Ukrainian. I am worried about my homeland and my relatives in Ukraine. But the world must know that our people are not afraid of Russian aggression. I ask everyone to help Ukraine.
In Israel, hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Russian embassy in Tel Aviv. Yertali Betrov, a software developer, was there.
I'm here because Vladimir Putin, the murderer, and he invaded my country without any reason. That's why I'm here. I need to show my protest, and I need to show people, and I need to show society and all media that we are here and we support Ukraine, and we are here against Vladimir Putin, this murderer, who are actually come to my country without any reason.
In Istanbul, Turkey, scores of demonstrators joined a pro-Islamic association's protest against Russia. The demonstration included around a dozen Ukrainian expats living in Turkey who participated in the protest outside of the Russian consulate. Hundreds of protesters also gathered in London to urge the United Kingdom and other democracies to step up action against Russia.
Putin is a terrorist! Putin is a terrorist!
Ukrainians living in the UK and activists gathered outside Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street office. The UK has put pressure on the European Union to remove Russia from the global interbank payment system called SWIFT, a secure messaging system that facilitates rapid cross-border payments, making international trade flow more smoothly. The protesters, including Ukrainian Oksana Charlieva, called for Russia's exclusion from the system.
What we want here today is to cut off Russia from SWIFT system, because obviously they are sponsored this war with some money. You know, they are selling gas and they have businesses all around the world. So to stop that, we suggest to cut them off from SWIFT as possible as it can be.
But Ross Denton, head of international trade at Ashurst LLP, says it's not that simple.
Effectively, the SWIFT system is a way, it's sort of like the neural networks for the financial market. So it allows you to get your payments done more securely, but also more quickly. And obviously, if you take the Russian financial system out of SWIFT, it effectively moves back, I won't say to the Stone Age, but almost back to the Stone Age.
About 1,000 protesters gathered in Paris, France. And in Athens, Greece. Madrid, Spain. Berlin, Germany. Rome, Italy. And in Beirut, Lebanon. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.